You are down in deep.
This is deep.
Welcome to another edition of IDS Extra Dating Sucks. I am your man, Big B. And I have my Dating Sucks crew with me. That crew consists of Miss Sunny from the Bronx.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Okay.
Come over.
I know, but I just switched it up.
Okay. Put there. All right.
And we also have Mr. Sniffles, Diego.
You know, being a pimp is hard, I'm telling you. It's hard work.
You know, it's hard out here for a pimp.
And it's at this point that I would like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, put your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Hey, yo, we in this bitch. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, that was for me. That was left over on Monday with my, you know, I got to get a new rap name. Rappy McRap Rap.
Say Queen.
Rappy McRap-a-lot.
Ain't no more rap than Queen Neem.
Yeah, Queen Neem.
Don't get no more rappier than that.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to IDS from Monday.
Show 300.
Boop, 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 boop.
Just as a follow-up to that, I was going to wait and announce it on the next show. But, Puffy. And
I knew it was coming.
And DJ Khaled have reached out.
It's my time to shine.
I'm trying to tell you.
I go for mine.
I'm jealous.
To the moon.
Me too.
I'm jealous.
Throw your hands up in the sky.
That's okay. They could have put us on a record. That's okay.
Or not.
We coming just to infiltrate.
Oh, shit.
Was that the BX?
That's an infiltrate.
That was a BX.
Like roaches.
And the lights are on in the studio.
Somebody called Trump.
Oh, okay. See. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. See, look.
See
I'm
what
rapping. It's in me now, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I spit hot fire.
The bucket is bitten.
Like lava.
Right?
So.
I'm like Dylon.
Shit.
Dylon.
Dating sucks.
Dylon.
Yes, it
my
does.
My favorite rapper.
Question mark.
It do.
It do. It's hot out here.
Hey.
Dating these.
I think this is consensus of everyone I talk streets. To that they're having a hard time out there.
It's rough.
Yeah. Having a hard time.
Right.
Which I don't understand. But.
Wait a minute. Can I tell y'all real quick? And y'all won't know the friend, so I can tell you her business. So some other friends told her to get out there, start dating. And we said, get on Plenty of Fish, get on Match. Well, we did not say Black People Meet. We kind of left that out on purpose, you know, just for practice. Like we always talk
right.
about,
right.
you know, and I was so proud of her where she said, she told us recently she was setting up a coffee date. I was like teardrop. I am so.
Did she call Mary Maids? To dust the cobwebs off the pussy.
It was a coffee date, sir.
I understand, but I mean that's. Just,
but it was a good one. It was
I've had coffee dates.
Once
hours,
you make your mind up that you're gonna get back out in them streets,
right.
you got to
yeah.
do some spring cleaning.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
manicure.
You know what? I mean, she's pretty, you know.
So did you hear about the coffee cute. Date? The outcome?
It went well. It was 2 hours.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's good.
You know what I mean?
That's real damn good. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? That's good for both of them because 10 minutes of some coffee, I'm taking a deuce.
Right. I'll be right back.
If they lasted 2 hours.
2 hours without crapping, that's really good.
Maybe it was coffee, but maybe it was something.
Right. Maybe she had tea.
Right.
I don't know.
Anything hot, though. Anything hot.
Tea, water. I don't know what they had. I didn't ask her.
But it was a meet and greet.
Yeah, I was really proud of her.
That was
so dating does suck.
All right.
But
it's still alive and well.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
It's not sucking for everybody.
It's not necessary evil.
But the thing about it, she went for coffee, and I think that's the whole premise of everything.
Exactly.
Start small. Just go with coffee during the daytime. And then go from there.
Yeah, exactly. My point. Oh.
Yes.
I was proud of her.
Kudos for her. Kudos. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to go on a date with Diego, put some halls in his tea.
Mm. Yeah, I got a little sniffle going on. Yeah.
Hims is the germs factory.
I don't think that's cooties. I think that's sinuses.
Oh, is that? Thank God. Sinuses. I feel better about sinuses. Breathing.
Right. That's a sinus you can.
I can exhale.
Yes.
Put this respirator on.
Right. I was going to say, you can turn off the humidifier.
Yeah. Everyone take off your mask. It's
okay. Right. It's fine. Yeah. Sinuses.
Let's get out of Queen.
Okay. Sorry. I kind of hijacked it for a second. But anyway, should I wrap in? On my way. Okay. Jesus. All right. Anyway. Sure. All right then. Don't hate on me. Mm-mm. Puffy coming.
Created a monster.
You did. All right. So a question that we asked on the In Deep show, we all answered. So now I'd like to give Diego and Miss Sonia a chance to answer the question. Would you let someone set you up on a blind date? If y'all can see the faces, they're like, what?
I'm just like, they was doing the robot.
Right. Okay. They're like,
Thinking. It depends on who it is, right?
No, it's a blind date.
No, it depends on who set you up. It has to be somebody who knows me.
Okay.
Because, you know what I mean? Like, I would let Diego set me up on a blind date.
Yes, because you know I'll serve you well.
He would. Yeah. He really would. Yeah. But I wouldn't let my sister do it.
Why?
Because I don't know who she knows. I don't know if I like. I don't know if I like her people. Love you, sis.
I mean, I've been set up on blind dates a lot. You know, people's that I run into. Oh, my mom would love you. You know, like
mom, what the hell?
Yeah. I'm hitting on her.
My with the old people, right? No, the old people hell.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you meet someone, they're like, oh, my mom. You know, you meet them at the bar, and they think, oh, just because you're you have gray hair that their old ass mama would like you. And you know, well, you have gray and my mom have gray, so y'all should be able to work together and shit like that.
I'm trying to hit you.
Okay. But it's like, you know, and a couple of times I, you know, agreed to meet the mom or aunt or whoever, and it's like, it'd be great if I could do that.
It's great, twa.
Yeah, but it's like, it is great, and you know, so you try to meet them, but it's like it's two separate olds. You know, it's what? Like you got
two separate who
olds. You got people who are old who are in their 50s.
Jamaican came out of me. I thought it said
two separate holes.
I'm like, shit.
You know, you have people just who are in their 50s, and they're just really in their 50s, and they're old as shit. You know?
What's your what's the saying you have?
They got old face. They got OFS, the old face syndrome. Old face syndrome. OFS.
Oh.
Yeah.
Break it down, because B is looking like, what?
Yeah, some people who, they are in their, like, 48, and then they're merging into their 50s, and all of a sudden their face just takes this old look. It's like they start looking older than they actually are.
Is that, like, separate from white people that are 18 and merging into their 70s?
Right, yeah. It's similar to that, but for black people, you know, because, you know, we're supposed to age gracefully, but sometimes... You know, they get that OFS, and they're like, oh, damn. And they all thinking that, oh, a lot of people tell me I look good for my age. And they're like, no, you don't.
A lot of people lie to you.
You lie. They lie to you because you look old. It's like they fell off the cliff all of a sudden.
Oh, God.
And it's like, you know, and so they're thinking, oh, well, you know, we're around the same age. We should date. And I'm like, no, because you're old. You look old. And when I say old, I don't mean just numerically. I'm talking about that the way they act. Sure. Because a lot of older people, when they get start getting a certain age, they all getting ready to meet Jesus all of a sudden.
Uh-oh.
You know, everything.
You mean like dead?
No, they just act like they're ready to meet Jesus. Everything is, you know, God this and Jesus that and, you know, and well, everything is the church around church.
You got a couple years
like
to repent for all that. Yeah. Fuckery you did back in your 20s.
That's true. But the bottom line, not every conversation got to be on blessed and I'm blessed. You ain't that fucking blessed because you look old. You look horrible. So you're not that blessed. But I'm just saying is the fact that everything is centered around Jesus this and God this and everything like that. It's like they try to prep themselves to get into heaven. And it's like they just
that
act
makes you old.
No, they act old. Their conversation is old. The way they dress is old. It's just, they just have this old vibe about them. And it's like, ugh.
I know some young people that act old in their 30s.
Well, I mean, yeah, you have those kind of people too. But I'm just saying, especially when you meet people in there, but I'm going to say between 48 and on, and then all of a sudden they just lost it. You know? But I mean, I'm not opposed to someone fixing me up on a blind date. I like blind dates. I think they're fun. I mean, I really do. I mean... To me, I think it's exciting. It's the excitement of meeting someone new and just engaging with them. It's like, you know, to me, it's fun. I don't get nervous.
But. There you go. Let me ask you, because something makes me feel that you've dealt with this before.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a blind date where there is zero chance in hell that you're going to get with this person, but something about them is funny as hell to just at least make you kind of stick around and for shits and giggles.
Oh yeah.
And then at the end of the day, they kind of feel like, oh, it went well, this is a good thing, and you have to be like, oh nah, hell nah, nah, this ain't going nowhere. But you cool in a motherfucker.
No, that's about 80% of my dates, period, either, you know, blind or otherwise. Because I'm a professional dater. And so by being a professional dater, you make the person feel very comfortable. They feel comfortable and they think that, oh, it's going well because we're engaging, we're having a great time. But in the back of my mind, it's like, once this is over, I'm never going to see them again. So,
excuse me.
Yes.
And I said, excuse me, and I do say, what in the, I don't know who's going to listen to, also I'll say, what in the hell is a professional dater?
Okay, a professional dater is someone who knows exactly what to say and what to do on a date to make someone comfortable. It's like, I mean, it's something I've done. I mean, I've done it professionally, and I've just done it basically just you know, routinely. But I've done professional dating professionally. But as a part of that, I have never had a bad date because I know what to say, how to make a woman feel comfortable, because I know how to make them feel comfortable in the date about them. So when you can disarm someone and the way you come off to them and they feel comfortable, and it's all about making someone feel uncomfortable on the date. And if you're comfortable, then everyone's laughing. I mean, everyone's joking and having a good time. Go ahead.
Church finger. What is the difference between a professional dater and a gigolo?
Well, there's a gray line there.
Mm. Okay.
There's a gray line. And
not a thin line, but a gray line.
But a gray line. Because sometimes you blur the line sometime between the two. But as I say, a lot of times when you're not looking for a monetary or monetizing your date. When you're not looking to monetize your date and you're just dating just for the sake of dating and getting to know someone, that's what it basically is. So, I mean, it crosses over sometime, but for the most part, it's just meeting someone, just wanting to get to know them. And like Big B said, it might not, I mean, you have no interest in this person beyond just this date, but you make it fun and you make it fun for them, you know, and that's what it's really all about.
But you don't see that as leading someone on if you make it fun for them. It's like, oh my God, he likes me.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, we had a good time. Right. He's interested. We had a good time.
But I don't find that leading someone on, because at the end of the day, I always say it's a pleasure. It was a pleasure meeting you. I never say I'm going to call you again or we have to get together. I just say it was a pleasure meeting you.
See, that would
plus, open. No, yeah, because I've been in the same situation.
Okay.
Usually in situations like that, let's use Diego for an example. It wouldn't be Diego the one leading on. It'll be the person leading themselves on. Because say, like, in conversation, you could say something about, you know, like, oh, man, you know, like, damn, I ain't never been to Jamaica. I want to go. And she'll respond, oh, yeah, that'd be something nice for us to do. He'll be like, no, I'm probably going to do this one, you know, on the solo. And that part won't register. She'll leave it right at where she said, oh, we should do that. Mm-hmm. And it's just those little feel-good things that are said, are all that resonates. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when usually, like Diego said, he'll be like, nice meeting you. And then, you know, a week later, you know, you think you all that and you ain't shit, da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, wait a minute, what did I do? Hey. I didn't say anything. You let yourself on with things that you said. I didn't agree or co-sign any of that crap. I just kind of and laughed that shit off.
I mean, but could you say, like, nice meeting you, I'm not gonna follow up with this, or could there be something else where that person is not thinking, nice meeting you, like maybe there's something, you know, maybe a trip to Jamaica in our future, or
no, because I think as an adult and you have some dating experience, right, you should know what the word nice meeting you mean. I mean, in other words, if it's no following, they say, you know, it was a pleasure meeting you, that's it. It was a pleasure meeting you. I had a good time. Like, but there's not like...
opposed to that. You know, I'm really glad I met you.
And I'm going to call you again. And we need to get together again. Because you'll follow up with that. So, we'll get together again.
So then that makes sense. And so I guess listen.
Right.
They're, you know, listen.
All right, listen.
Yeah, listen.
I mean, and there's no follow-up. It's like, hey, nice meeting you. All right, then, take care. Bye-bye.
Especially if you shake
hands. Bless your heart.
Yeah, especially if you give a little church hug or you shake hands and say, all right, bye.
And then there's always the fail-safe of, you know, when you leave the date, as soon as you get back in your car, you call the person that set y'all up and be like, yeah, I'm leaving this joint. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it, but nah, that ain't going to be a good one. Right,
so maybe that person
and
can tell.
And that person needs to relay that message as well.
Right.
Especially if they get the other phone call and be like, hey, girl, I just left your friend. He is so nice. Yeah. You need to just stop right there and be like, yeah, he's not interested.
And people need to stop doing that hateful thing. You ain't shit. You think you all that. You think I'm all that, too. You just mad because I don't want to be all that with you. And just leave it as a great time. Because I am all that.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to, she doesn't have to be mad. But that's that whole thing. That you got along with her, and she was thinking that she had a chance. Mm-hmm. But ladies, you have to listen.
Yeah, cause I get along with everyone I go out with.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. There's no reason not to.
Right.
True. I suppose when you're having a good time, you're having a good time, right?
So, have you ever had somebody say to you, "Are you going to call me tomorrow?" Or have you ever had anybody like ask you, like, "Are you going to call me?" Or like, how do you think the date went? Like, have you ever had somebody ask you that?
Yeah.
What do you say if you're really not interested?
The date went well, but I'm not interested.
But why would you say the date went well? Just be like, okay, cool, I'm not interested.
But because the date
went... Just say
really
I'm not, but it clearly it didn't go well.
But no, for you. Because no, and saying, see, that's where the clouded area comes in.
But I'm right.
Because
but I'm
he
saying.
Is being honest. The date did go well. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the date went well because you're inquiring about our next meeting.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they did go well.
But clearly for you.
But you're just not my type.
The date did not go well enough well.
The date could have gone great.
Right.
Unfortunately, you're just not what I'm looking for.
Right.
It doesn't take away from the fact that we just sat.
Or can you
drank,
say,
had, you know,
can you say, hey, I had
time.
Fun, but.
Yeah, but no, but that's,
dot,
a, dot, but that's the same right. thing as a date.
That's
well,
the
because,
same thing.
Because the outcome of every date is to have a good time. It's not like, oh, well, the next step is I'm going to have you, you know, gobbling in my lap, then the date would have went extremely well, you know. So it's like, it was a good date. I had a good time. The conversation was great. The food was great, and it ended on a happy note. Yeah, it didn't end. Your goal, whatever the person's goal was no, it's not going to be a follow on, because I know that you're looking for something that I'm not able to give, and as that you should respect the fact that I'm being honest with you.
That's true.
No, true, but. So can you reword it differently? I mean, instead of being like, oh, yeah, the date went well. Like, I had so much fun. But look here, I am not, you know, I mean, could you, you know,
yeah, but
you know
if,
what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Could you at least say it maybe a little differently?
Yeah, but I mean, if say, like Sonia said in the follow-up phone call is to the friend and say, well, how did it go? And she said, you know, actually, the date went really well, but I don't think that we're a match.
I'm just not into
her. That's not into her or him or whatever it is. And that's simply what it is. But doing the exchange between that person at the ending of the date, it's like, you know, and I say, and I use this words carefully. It was a pleasure.
Do you say meeting you or knowing you?
No, knowing you, because I ain't knowing you.
I don't know you yet.
So I said, yeah, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Okay.
And I said, take care.
Well, maybe we have a nice life. Maybe right. she'll I mean, know.
Once again,
maybe you should say,
if you say take care, then it's like, have oh, a okay, nice this life. Is a wrap.
Okay. Right.
Oh, I mean, that's you might as well just pat her on the back like she's what I do, like grandma.
And I give her that church hug, you know, that little. Not a pat church hug, like, you know, because I don't give that full, like, you know, I don't thrust that pelvis into her. Like, girl, this is coming for you. You know?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know how, like, women have different languages than men do. Mm-hmm. It's very, yeah.
Yep. I mean, because I know guys who've gotten on the opposite side of that, and they thinking that, you know, that him and the girl had a great time, and the girl was like, no, it was nice, but you're not what I was looking for, but I had enjoyed your company.
For women, we know, and like we know right away when we meet you off the bat. It will go through the date, but we know just on meeting you whether or not you're gonna make it. So is it the same for men too? Like when you
it's the same sounds like it.
Yeah, it's the same for us. Yeah. Well, you know, if you're not putting no lead in my pencil.
But you know what? I've had two situations that I can speak of where my initial was absolutely no way in hell.
Like
upon talking to them for 20 minutes, I'm like, well, hold on, wait a minute.
Oh, okay.
And both of them ended up being like 5-year relationships.
See, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. It's like, you have to choose your words.
But I mean, he did go through the date and at the end still realize this is not going to, it's not going to be.
Well, I mean, but there is some confusion. If you're like, hey, it was nice meeting you.
Yeah, but it was like me. I mean, you don't go up there and go, oh hell no.
Like I said, if you said take care, I mean, it's, I guess that would be the nail in the coffin.
I mean, cause you don't want to be unnecessary. I mean, hell, just because the date didn't work, I mean, life still goes on. That could be a hell of a networking opportunity or something or whatever. It doesn't have to shut every door. But again, once you get past the stage in which mommy and daddy drop you at the movie theaters or at the mall to meet your little girlfriend and blah, 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 and y'all share popcorn. You got to understand, be adult about dating and understand everybody's not for you. Everything is not for you. Mm-hmm. So you got to put your big boy pants on, your big girl pants on, and understand somebody eventually is going to let you know that you're not the one. And it doesn't have to be hurtful.
Right.
I mean, look at the bright side. It's a situation where time and it wasn't wasted and hearts weren't broken.
Right.
And that's what it is. It's just dating is just dating. It's not, you know, a finality of, okay, from this moment, we're going to move forward. And sometimes it is, the ending is the beginning.
Okay. All right. Well, I need to pay attention. All right. You go on a date, they're like, hey, it was fun. Take care. Okay, mental note. All right, next question. Let's see. Okay, this one's a little interesting to me. And I don't know what I was watching because I actually came up with this question, but I want to know, when is it okay to lie to someone?
I got a
double take. Because really, when is it okay to lie to someone?
Can I go last on this one?
No,
seriously, no. There's a very good reason why, and I'll explain it later, but I do want to hear everybody else's answer first.
When it's okay to lie.
You know, I'm a true believer in telling the truth at all times and giving it to you rough, rugged, and raw. But at times when you're really feeling someone, it all depends on the person's sensitivity level. You know, I'm not saying a direct lie, but maybe you might want to
hold something back.
Not hold it. You might want to redact some things. I like that word, redact. You might want to redact some things in the story, which doesn't technically make it a lie, but it doesn't fully give it the whole truth either. So I think in certain instances, you got to know your partner and maybe, like I said, redact some things and then maybe reveal it to them at a later date when their mind is more in a stable position to handle all that. So, yeah, sometimes it is a good thing to give white lies. That's what they call them, right? Little white mm-hmm. lies. And sometimes there's nothing wrong with that. They have to say, you just have to understand the person that you're dealing with, their mindset. If they're fragile, low self-esteem, needy, all those other words, yeah, you need to know how to get them to swallow the medicine slowly. And eventually you're going to tell them the truth. But in the beginning, sometimes you have to give them little baby spoonfuls of the truth.
Now, are you talking about the truth about yourself, or are you trying to tell them about themselves? It all depends on what you're talking about.
Well, whatever the lie is, I mean, the truth about myself, I like to give you the full Monty of it, the rough, rugged, and raw, so you can make your decision. But if it's something about them or something about something else that happened or transpired or whatever, sometimes, you know, people can't handle that, and you have to give it to them in small doses.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't think it's a good idea to lie at all. I don't really think it's a good idea to give, he was saying, you have to see who you're talking to, because sometimes people are really sensitive. But you might have to give it to them in little increments. And then also, if you're dating, you don't want to give somebody, you know, all your information all at one shot. But if you are with somebody and you want to, you don't really want to give them everything. It's kind of like once you start building a trust with that person, then you'll be able to open up more and more and more. Because a lot of people don't feel like they can trust you with their secrets, so to speak. So once they feel like they can trust you, then you'll probably get all of them. But a lot of people are very guarded. Because in the past they have told somebody, you know, a secret about themselves, and it probably backfired. So I don't know, but I don't think it's ever good to lie. I just think there's a time and a place.
Well, it's like this example. It's like okay. It's like you're with your loved one or mm-hmm. whoever the person is, and you're like, oh wow, your dog's dead. And you're like, oh, my God. And you're like, you know the dog has meant a lot to them. And you say, oh, your dog dead. I found your dog, and your dog is dead. And so you go in there and you tell them, hey, your dog is dead. And you know they're hurting and they're crying and everything like that. Now, the redacted part of that is actually I ran over your dog. But I ain't want to tell you that part. So you're giving it to them in small doses.
Right.
But is that giving it to them in small doses or really just not telling them?
That's right. Still the same thing. Redact.
No, you said small doses, meaning like you're gonna eventually tell them, yeah, hey, BT Dubs.
Yeah, I ran over your dog, by the way. I'm sorry.
No, yeah. You can't do it like that. You can't do it like that. You gotta come like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't see your dog. Your dog's. I ran over your dog. Okay, you just gotta take the Band-Aid and rip it off.
Oh, okay.
Quick. Yeah, and then let them heal.
That's gonna be the end.
It's gonna be the end.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I mean,
I figure it might tell you a few years later, but by the way,
it's like you got a ring. We've already gone. Exactly. We went on a honeymoon. We had like two kids. Yeah, by BT the
way,
Dubs.
I killed your dog. By the way,
right?
You remember Fido?
Little fucker ran out in the street. I didn't see him.
That's not cool. Not cool.
No, that is not awesome. Let's see. When is it? I don't know. See, like, I don't like lying to people because I don't want to have to keep track of my lies. Mm-hmm. And especially when you're just getting to know someone and dating them, it's like, yeah, I don't want to sound like cold, but it's like, I don't really care about you enough to lie to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, whatever I'm saying is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, granted, I do. Sometimes it is that white lie where you're like, they send you the text like, where are you? Are you on your way? And you know you at home sitting on the couch, like watching the latest episode of Insecure. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm in a car. Like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, like that kind of lie is okay. You know what I mean? But like just in general, I think if you start a relationship out and you're lying, I don't think it's a genuine, real relationship, you know, because, you know, once you start it on a lie, then, you know, what is my, what I'm trying to remember what I used to say. If there's no truth, then there's no relationship. I don't know. It was something like that. I really felt, but I can't remember my exact words, but I kind of feel like that's what it was. And I do believe that, you know, it's like, if you're lying to somebody, especially if you're off the jump with somebody you don't even know, yeah, like, what's the point? Mm-hmm. You know, what's the point of trying to build with this person if you already started out with a lie?
Right.
I don't know. So I don't think it's cool, period, you know, at all. Are you ready now? I mean, do I need to, yeah, really. Do I need to talk a little bit longer?
All aspects.
Let you guys
answer. No, I was kidding. I was just teasing.
As soft as it may have been, as comical as it may have been, as passe as it may have been, all three of you guys gave a rendition of where, yeah, I can understand maybe this, but... And my whole point is, like how we used to say, Queen, know your audience. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Some people, and I damn sure don't want to sound cliche, some people can't handle the truth. Some people are just not built to handle the uncut truth. Now, does that mean they don't deserve it? No. You should still be that person. Depending upon the situation, it might be better to give that person the truth at a safe distance. You may want to tell the person the truth, but it doesn't have to be the truth as it is in your head. And for instance, if someone makes you dinner and it tastes like horse shit, and the whole time you're sitting there, you're thinking to yourself, this looks and tastes like horse shit. You're not going to be truthful and say, yeah, it looks and tastes like horse. I mean, you might, but is it necessary to tell that? You might just want to be like, you know, hey, it's, you know. My thing is, you run across these people that want to stand on their moral ground and say 100%, there's never a point in which to lie. When I think we all know the truth is, there are variations. You know what I'm saying? Now, what you have to do is know the difference between whether what you're doing is a deal breaker or, you know, like Queen said, is this person worth the lie? Can they handle the truth? I mean, all this stuff has to be, you know, put out there. And then at the end, you have to be ready to receive your decision on what you chose to do.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just because a person does tell a lie, is it the end of the world? Does that mean that they're a dishonest person? Blah, blah, blah. No.
It depends on the lie.
It may depend on a lie, or it may depend on that person not feeling comfortable with the way you handle things sometimes. Hmm. And may be like, you know what? This chick is a little bit off-center to begin with. Mm-hmm. Let me not just be all macho man. And, hey, yeah, baby, look, I just want to just blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, fucking frying pan over side your head, stab wounds, blah, 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 whatever. You never know what the fuck. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, my whole point is three different people, three different scenarios, all had a tinge of, well, mm-hmm. And all I'm saying is, with that being said, with me being the fourth, know your audience, know your situation, know what you're about to put out, and be prepared to accept what you're about to get back.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I can hear you. Oh, it was, if there's no truth, then there's no relationship. That's what it was. That was my motto. And so I want to ask you then, is rewording something the same thing as lying?
No.
Real quick before you answer that. Okay. Which can also be said, if there's some truth, then there's possibly some relationship.
Is rewording the same thing as lying?
I understand that. No. So that's what I'm saying.
Right.
No. Yeah, no. I agree. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Because you are giving them the information. You're just doing it in a way that they can handle it.
Right. So if you say your food so you don't want to say your food tastes like horse shit.
Right.
You're like, oh, it was okay. It was good. Maybe just next time a little bit of salt, or I mean, like what do you say to somebody's food? I mean, do you just keep eating it so that way they are like real proud?
It would be rewording would be like, you know, in your heart of heart, it's disgusting. And you tell them, well, you know, maybe if it was a little bit less spicy. No, it was disgusting. There's no amount of spices added or decreased.
That's not rewording,
then. But that's what I'm saying. To me, that is rewording.
You say it was disgusting?
What I'm saying is, if you know that it's disgusting and you tell them, oh, maybe a little bit less oregano, a little bit less salt. Mm-hmm.
Right, that's rewording.
That's a fucking lie.
Yeah, that's a lie.
That's rewording, and it's a lie.
I mean,
then it is the same thing as lying.
Well, what if someone said, if I didn't have sexual relationships with that woman, is that a like, but you, you know.
He didn't. I mean.
But she sucked his dick.
But it depends on what you define sexual relationships.
Well, sexual relationships.
Oral sex is still a thing.
But see.
Right.
Yeah.
See, some people will say to you, you're playing fucking games with words now.
Oh, yeah.
Am I? I'm telling you what happened. I'm looking at it like I just told you the truth.
See, and that's the thing, because it's a difference between men and women. You can't just be like, hey, did you sleep with her? No, I didn't sleep with her. Okay, let me break it down a little further for you, Negro.
No, I got up.
Right, exactly.
Put your penis in her.
Exactly.
You have to be literal.
No, because you say I got up and left. I didn't sleep.
No, did you not hear what she just said?
I said, did you put your penis in her vagina like that?
No.
What? Oh.
I actually passed out and she did it.
Yeah, she did it.
No, and look. There was relationship.
I was roofie.
There
was whatever.
I was roofie. I'm going to go roofie.
Okay.
But, can't you soften a blow? Okay, so for instance, let's go back to the meal is disgusting. Let's hope that she has made something that was halfway decent prior. So you could say something like, well, you know, your peas and rice are delicious, but this right here, this is not really what I'm used to you making. This right here don't taste good. So then she won't make it again, or she'll try it, you know, try to. I mean, I think some people don't mind the truth. So, you know, some people don't mind the truth.
But when it comes to cooking, I think you should be a little... Like, anime, don't make this no more.
Right.
Don't do this.
This wasn't your best
This
work.
Is not your good one, girl.
Yeah.
This is not your good
and
one.
And then, you know, I'm like, all right. Yeah. It is nasty. Just throw it out.
Yeah.
I mean, but... See, again... I know. Like, it's the wording, man.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. If you tell somebody, this shit is nasty, or you're like, no, it's nasty, throw this out. Like, okay, it's not your best work, boo.
Right.
You know, I like when you make X, Y, and Z.
Yes.
But this one,
yeah.
Okay, it's not your best work.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
You know, so therefore, to me,
it was a compliment.
Right. I mean, that works for people. Yeah. I mean, what do they say? A compliment and a smack.
Yeah.
You know, it works when you're not like so for some people. Some people, they don't even give a damn. They're like, oh, that was trash. Oh, my bad. Okay. It was a new recipe. I thought I'd try it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I went to go watch TV. Shit got a little burnt. I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And some people are cool with that.
Some people
and they understand
aren't,
that.
Yeah. Some people are super duper sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as B said, know your audience. Because sometimes, you know, you can just come out and be like, no, that was trash. And then sometimes you have to be like, boo, I don't like cilantro. And I didn't know this dish had it. So, cilantro just totally killed, like, my taste buds. And all I tasted was cilantro. So, how about you not make that for me again?
Right. Ever.
It's not lying.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break because I feel like we need one. And this ain't no lie. We'll be right back.
And they have a problem. Ooh, yeah. They just seem to tell you the same old story.
Ooh, they keep on.
They tell you that they're not on drugs. They're not drinking. feeling all right. It still hurts.
IDS Extra, dating sucks? Question mark. I got it right. Okay, I did it. I did it right. Woo. If y'all could have heard the off-air commentary, y'all be like, okay. But thank goodness you didn't. So, anyway. So I'll remind folks, indeepshow@yahoo.com if you want to send some feedback. 202-750-1437 if you want to leave a voicemail and tell Diego you're wrong and you suck. No, I'm just kidding. But 202-750-1437 202-750-1IDS. Okay. Let's go on to the next question, because I feel like I got one more in the tank. So let's go on to this question. I feel like I'm going to switch it up. I have one question this way, then I have this one, but okay. Would you prefer to have someone ask if they could kiss you or just go straight in and kiss you?
That's a good question.
Jump on it.
Okay. Yeah, you have to ask me.
Oh, okay.
And you don't have to be like, can I get, I mean, if you have, I mean, if you have swag about you, yeah, and you're sensual, you could get it. But you do have to ask, because just don't try to come in.
What do you ask you?
Yeah, you gotta ask me.
Can I kiss your lips?
No, some people might just want to be like, can I kiss you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, that's just me. I would prefer. So,
everything's going end of the date or in the middle of the date, and you want the guy to ask and raise his hand?
No, excuse me. Not like that. You have to have some swag. Like, okay, so first I have had guys.
Can I throw my bullshit flag?
You got to ask me.
Go ahead. Look. Throw your bullshit flag, because I'm spending a lot of bullshit.
You're not going to tell me you ain't never been in a situation where you've been with a dude and y'all been talking and it just went down.
Yeah, that did happen.
Because the whole fact that you talking about swag and asking, just told them
he don't have it.
But I mean, okay. So a lot of so sometimes you know when a man wants to kiss you, because he'll mention something about your lips. So your lips look so juicy.
Really?
Yeah, and then he just goes in.
I've seen that.
Can I taste them? And then you'd be like, okay.
Can I taste them?
Oh, that's
what the hell? That's low swag.
Well, I'm making it up. I know that didn't happen verbatim, but I'm being just saying.
It did.
And she might go, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, boo.
No, but.
You see, I think it will, even though it might sound like a question, it's not really asked like a question. It's more like, damn, I'd love to kiss you.
Yeah, like that.
And,
that.
You know, it's like, then it happens, but technically I didn't ask you.
Right. Well, that's what I mean like that. Yeah, not.
You know. But,
you can't just throw yourself on somebody.
You know.
Yeah. Right? Come on
yeah,
now.
Yeah, actually you can.
You can?
Yeah, actually you can. I mean, you know.
No,
I mean, because to me, you know, it's about reading your audience, you know? And that's what it really comes down to. When you're on a date.
Try to switch that shit out.
You know, and it's kind of like, I mean, you know.
Plagiarism.
No, I'm just saying. Plagiarism. You know what I'm saying? But it's like you're out on a date, you're having a good time, you're looking into, you know, you're looking into, you know, your woman's eyes and stuff like that. You do your LL Cool J lick.
Get
the lips ready.
Only one person can do that.
You do the LL Cool J lick.
And that's Uncle L.
We're like, Uncle L. But the bottom line is like, no, you don't ask. You just go in there and your eyes and her eyes are telling you the story. Okay? Because a woman's going to let you know it's okay to kiss her. But just by looking in her eyes and she's looking in your eyes and she's had that little pouty mouth just waiting. Just waiting for that yard of tongue to
she's
come
like,
down.
But at least, but see, that's the thing. You are trying to look for cues, social cues.
But social
some
cues,
men don't. They just want to just go in and
but
just,
the, well, I'm
just.
But I'm trying to tell you, no, it's not. It's never, ever all right for a man to ask a woman to kiss her. On no circumstances that should ever be spoken. Everything should be done with the fact that okay, I'm looking at you and I'm reading your signals. Okay. You know, okay. And I'm not saying you have to go a deep kiss. You can just, you know, grab her by the face, you know, give her that little tender love kiss, grab her by the face.
Tender
love. You know, give her that little tender love face and give her that little soft, right. That soft little peck on the lips. You know, because, I mean, sometimes you don't give him the whole yard of tongue. You know, you want to give him that soft kiss, you know, give him a couple of bouquet kisses. I call them bouquet kisses, where you kind of kiss around a little bit, like, a whole lot of kisses like
gross.
That. You know, before you give it that deep one. But under no circumstances, if the dude asks you for a kiss, back away.
He's corny.
He's a cornball. He's a cornball.
Now, I will say, there's one way you might be able to get away with it.
Go ahead.
And that's if you do it in a playful sort of manner, be like, you know, give some sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you know
right,
what I'm
right,
that's smooth,
yeah, yeah,
though. That's
right.
A smooth one.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you sitting up there, can I kiss you?
No,
you know,
no,
but
no. Kind
of feeling the moment
like
right
that.
Now.
Yeah, because you do it like, you know you're not going to get these lips at night, right? You know that, right?
Oh, wow.
They can do it like that, and they go, are you going to kiss me? And then you already got that signal that
right.
She already wants
yeah.
you to kiss. So it's a playful way to do it, but never directly, can I kiss
but
you?
But that is a form of asking.
That's not an asking. No, that's a playful banter.
That's putting it out there.
Yeah, that's putting
well,
it out there. That's
some,
banter.
That
some
the
guys
but you know it's coming, though.
Right. You know it's coming, but the bottom line, can I kiss you?
No, I'm not like that, but you
but
know it's coming.
No, but how else can a dude ask you to kiss myself? Because I know women who've been out with guys, and they say, yeah, and he asked to kiss me, and I was all turned off. Like, you know, you should be a man and know how to take it. So, no, under no circumstances a man should ask directly, let me clarify, directly a woman, can I kiss you?
No, I agree with
known.
That. I agree with that.
Yeah.
I do.
And
I agree
if you
with
do
that.
Have to do that, just punch her in the mouth real
but,
quick
what?
And just kiss her. I'm sorry.
You mean like this? Pow.
I know.
Yeah.
But there are some
nah.
men that just feel like they just walk up to you and just kiss you.
Who does
nah,
that?
What?
Nah.
I've had that
happen.
I mean, actually, I have been face raped in Mexico.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's a picture. I'm like, no.
Oh, wow.
And it's a dude like trying to kiss me. I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
But that's not the same thing. That's not what the question was
about. Oh.
Because it was ask or
right.
just. You know, because clearly there's some background or something
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, tell me, I think if all y'all haven't experienced this, where when that moment does happen, and I've never found the right word to explain it, but you get that person that has that good neutral breath, where it ain't all minty, It don't, it don't stink.
It's like buffalo wings.
It don't smell like what you just ate. But they just have a neutral, clean palate where it's just like
bourbon.
Where it's almost like, no, there's nothing going on. No, it's like you just, damn, that's just a good mouth right there.
That means she has a good diet. And she probably doesn't eat a bunch of junk.
Or she brushed her teeth. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, you know, sometimes you get that.
There's nothing like that neutralness where it's just like,
Yeah.
It's good.
Good tasting mouth. Good tongue. Yeah. Good tongue is always good.
Oh, yeah. I was just straight tongue. Okay. Yeah,
Well, that's what I was actually going to kind of do the big B curveball. Like, you know, is it a height to go full tongue on that first?
On the first date, yeah.
On that first
kiss,
like how you say you do the bouquet drinks.
Oh yeah, bouquet kiss, but that full tongue is a turnoff. When you first start kissing someone and you give them a full tongue, that's a turnoff. I think. I mean, if you start off with little light kisses, get familiar, get comfortable with the mouth a little bit, you know, get the lips ready and everything like that, and then as you ease into it, you know. And then you kind of extend that tongue a little bit deeper and start playing with the roof of the mouth. Oh, and all that stuff.
Now, if you guys can close your eyes and listen to what he just said, is another similar moment when that happens.
Yeah.
The other lips.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, sometimes those bouquet kisses are for a reason. Like, let me see what's going on here. Because that shit's all garlicky or smell like slight death.
Like
you're not gonna go no further with them kisses or any type of open mouth.
You might brush your teeth.
Same thing with the other lips. You're like, I'm at the wharf. Let me get back upstairs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't like the wharf.
Seafood. Mm-mm. But I'm gonna say kissing. If a dude ever asks you, women out there, if a dude ever asked you for a kiss, run.
Okay.
Run. I thought depending on how he said it.
Well, no, I'm talking about if he's saying in a playful banter manner that Big B was saying, like, even if he said that, give me some sugar. That's what, but to come and
I'm
say,
like, what are you, 100?
Oh, looking at you, can I kiss you now? I'm about to kiss you.
Nobody does it like that.
I know people do that.
Nope,
they do.
People do.
Oh.
For real, I was watching a show and somebody asked that question and the girl was like,
real life cornballs out here.
Yeah, she was kind of like turned off because it was like,
No, not like that. Give me some shit.
I don't know. I guess for me, it's like you said, it's more of a vibe thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should know how to read body language. Mm-hmm. If you can tell on a date if somebody is attracted to you and you're attracted to them, that doesn't have to be any actual words. Right. It's, you know, it's like a go in and it's like, oh, okay, that was nice. Mm-hmm. That was sweet. Mm-hmm. You know, it was great. And that's it. It doesn't have to be like, can I kiss you?
Sure. That's doofy.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Or even the tongue thing. It's like, you can't just automatically shove your tongue in somebody's mouth if they're not ready.
Right.
You know, because first of all, what if your tongue is short?
Ooh, short tongue? Who has short tongue?
A lot of people have short tongue.
Ooh, short tongue.
What is that? You know what I'm saying? Not putting anything into it.
Right.
I hate that. Some people don't have short tongue. Don't be a lazy kisser. Ugh.
That's what I'm saying. No, it's like some people, you know, just maybe like you were saying, the whole just vibe and see how it works and, you know, don't ask. I think it's the consensus asking.
Yeah,
whack.
It sucks. Yeah.
Okay. Whack. All right. Okay.
Especially at the end of the date, which is generally, you know, that whole thing when it happens and people get all tense and anxious.
Is that in the parking lot or out of the parking lot?
Hopefully. I mean, you know, it depends if you're dropping them off at the door or something like that. And you're like, you know, okay, well, you know, walk them to the door and that bullshit.
When was the last time you walked somebody to the door?
Oh, that shit been forever.
I
just let him out the car.
He just slows down and make him jump out.
I did.
He's like, stop, drop, and roll, bitch.
That's not nice.
It's not. But anyway. All right. So let's move on to the last question. How do you prepare for a trip when you're traveling with someone for the first time?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I've lost so many situations on the first time trip. Oh my God, that's the worst. First of all, I think you need to bring a lot of magazines.
Magazines?
Whoa.
Why?
You know, I'm gonna tell you something. traveling with someone for, and even if you get along with that person, like on a regular, y'all go out, y'all hang out and everything, is nothing more stressful than being in confined quarters with someone for a trip, because that puts a whole different spin on it. You know, if you're in a hotel or a cabin or on a cruise or whatever, that puts a whole different spin on being with someone. You know, especially if it's the first time that you're with them over the weekend, because now you're seeing all kind of things. You're seeing their hygiene habits. Like, I mean, is this bitch going to take a bath? Is she washing her hand after she, you know, go to the bathroom, or she just free falling thinking that it's all good and stuff like that?
Washing my parts.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm talking about washing your hands when you watch it. Because I remember this one girl.
Wash my parts.
I dated one time, and we went away for the weekend. And you're accustomed to washing your hand every time you go to the bathroom. Well, she felt that, okay, you know, we're on a trip together. We was at, went away to some, let's say, place. With this cabin and stuff. They had no TV, no nothing, so it was just us. And she went to the bathroom, and I know she didn't wash her hands when she came up from the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to myself, this bitch is feeling real comfortable right now.
But that's nasty.
Yeah, I know, but I thought it was nasty, but right. She didn't wash her hand because she felt like, oh, it's just us and everything like that. So, it's one of those things where you just have to really prepare yourself to go away for the first time with someone. Because you see it all kind of things that you normally wouldn't see if you're just dating them and picking them up, or they're meeting you, or you know, getting themselves together prior to you meeting each other. But when you're there and you see them in all their glory, first thing in the morning, you know, all that stuff, you know, I mean, they wake up with pus in their eyes, shit like that. What the fuck is that coming from? You take off your mascara? Yeah, because you know, sometimes they don't take off their mascara, they leave their makeup on, so their eye gets all welly and stuff like that.
Take your makeup off.
Well, they got the eye boogers. I call it pus, but the eye boogers or whatever.
Okay, I don't think those are the same, but okay. Yeah.
So I guess the question was, how do you prepare?
Right. I was like, I don't even know.
How do you prepare to go on a trip with Diego?
I was like, magazines.
Right. Make sure you go with somebody who you absolutely
love or like. What's that joint? The H&M or H something joint in the airport? Just people. All the magazines you can think about in style. Just get a whole bunch.
I don't know. How do you prepare? I don't know. I mean, hopefully. I know. Because I had the pleasure of going away with my boo a couple of weeks ago. We had so much fun.
Wait a minute.
You know. Hey, right.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, boo.
So, we actually, you know, we have stayed the weekend together. So, we already were kind of familiar with that prior. And so we were excited. So it was like, you know, we were doing cute things like, the week before. All right, it's the countdown. 5 more days. 4 more days. 3 more days. 2 more days.
That's cute.
I'm getting a fucking cavity.
Girl, I'm serious. This guy's like, oh, my God.
Don't be hating on her. I hate her, boo.
Hate us.
So we had a really nice
time. Hate us.
Now, but I will agree, a trip like that could either make you closer, or it really could. It could kind of like make you say, But in this sense, it made us closer. But you have to really love or like the person that you're going with. Because, I mean, you're seeing everything. Like, you're seeing
like,
everything.
I'm going behind you in the bathroom and I'm smelling your shit.
Exactly. So you have to be okay with that. Right. Yeah. And just bring some spray.
Poopery.
Now, poopery. I don't know. I've never, that's a lie. I have been away with somebody who I just did not like afterwards. I barely liked them before, and so it just made it worse when I came back. Mm-hmm. So I've had two sides of the coin, and so it's awful. It's grueling to just be alone with somebody for 4 or 5 days or nights or whatever, and you can't stand them. It's like you just can't. Like you're going online looking to see if you can change your flight. You know what I mean? Just come back fast. Yeah, it was like that. So,
that motherfucker just landed.
Yeah, no,
I know.
Shit.
Yeah,
this bitch warming up and going back.
Yeah. So
that's hard. That's a rough one.
Yeah, that's real. I've had two scenarios.
Yeah, I've been there. You always want to do a Natalie Holloway on that bitch. So
You know what? All right, B.
Okay. pack your patience. You know that you are going away with someone. So, even if the trip maybe is not that great for you, it doesn't mean you have to spoil it for everyone else that may be involved. So if, even if you're not having so much of the greatest time that you may have expected, you know, back your patience.
Yeah.
Be, you know, communicate. You know.
Word. I would say maybe do like a test run, like a staycation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's good.
And also see, you know, how do you vibe with this person, like, just period? You know what I'm saying? Like, when y'all go out for dinner, do you have a good time? Mm-hmm. Do you laugh? Do you talk to other people that are around you? Are you talking to, like, the bartender to get them to give you extra drinks? Or are you just, like, in, you know, it's just you two and you can't have a other conversation with other people? Like, know that person that you're traveling with, mm-hmm. you know? And know, does this person like to chill by the beach? Does this person like to climb mountains and shit when you go travel? Like, you know, you really need to know somebody before you actually go away with that person,
does,
you know?
Does this person like to, like, get to the airport an hour ahead of their flight?
Or just
are
an
they,
hour.
Or are they like Queen and they ask TSA to please tell the pilot to pull the plane back to the terminal because I'm coming?
Sir, I have never, ever missed a flight. You know what I'm saying? That was my fault. Ever missed a flight.
Hi. Yeah, this is Queenie. Yeah. I'm on flight 474. I'm actually on the Beltway.
I'm good.
Can you just tell me to hold tight 1 minute and I'm almost there?
Don't do it. Never missed a flight. I mean, but seriously, you really do. Well, even if it's a friend. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No, what does this friend want to do when they travel? Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. No, do they, like I said, do they want to climb Mount Kilimanjaro?
There you go. That's important.
Or yeah. do you, yeah. or do you, or are you like, no, I just wanted to be by the pool drinking, you know, martinis or pina coladas. Like, this is what I want to do when I go out of town or out of the country or wherever you go. Just know this is what's what. You're not going to have a good time together. Or... only unless that person's good with going and doing things by themselves, which a lot of people aren't. Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, girl, hey, dude, I know you want to climb that mountain because we're going to go to Costa Rica. You want to go through the rainforest. Mm-hmm. But while you doing that, I'm going to get a massage. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And if you're cool with that, cool. We meet back up.
Right.
Perfect example of
that. We're going to go to dinner.
For people that feel that that shit doesn't work, perfect example. Queen had a trip planned. And when she gave me the itinerary, I was like, oh, no, that trip's not for me. Mm-hmm. Because, like she said, I wanted to get there, unpack my shit, and chill and relax. Mm-hmm. She was going to be on the move every motherfucking day in another country or region or whatever. And I'm like, no, that sounds like work for me. I'm not going to, you know, I just wasn't in the mood to do that type of trip at that point. Mm-hmm. And it was great that we discussed that, and I sat that one out. She went on and had a great trip.
I'm just saying, you got to know. Like I said, a friend, somebody you dating, just know mm-hmm. and ask, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, relationship-wise or staycation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hang in a city. It might not be your city, but hang in a city and be like, so what is it you want to do today? Are we going to go out just... walk around, bar hop, we see some place cool, be like, oh, that looks cool, let's go in there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or is it like, no, we have a schedule, we have to be here at 12:15, then we have to go to the next spot at 1:15, and then we have to go to this spot by 3:30. Like,
that's how my mother is.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I've traveled with people mm-hmm. like that. Know if that's for you, and if it's not for you, don't go with them.
Yeah, I stopped traveling
and this is easily overlooked, but just remember you're with someone else. Mm-hmm. You're not by yourself.
Right.
You know, and I know Queen joked about it earlier. Well, not joke, but acknowledged it earlier. I mean, you can be in a room with somebody that's going to have to smell your shit and all that. Give a courtesy flush. Do shit that kind of limits Hoopery. Some of that shit that I other saw. People have to deal with.
Be courteous. Why are you shaking your head, Diego? You just don't want
to. He don't care about
you
that.
You just don't want
to. He's like, I got a shit. I'm shitting.
I got a dump. I got a dump.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. You know, people get that.
It's a natural bodily function.
Right. People absolutely, get it, but you can still be courteous.
But
like,
that
don't I
don't mean,
have to go behind you and smell your shit.
Right. That That's don't mean all. Leave the door open while you're growing a tail and, you
hey,
know.
Sometimes
just be nice.
Okay with
be polite. Yeah, exactly. Nobody's ever okay with that. And if they are, it goes back to the the thing of people lying to you. Yeah. Nobody wants to smell your shit.
Well, you're right. I just told them it's
going to be 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just leave the room. Right. I'll be right back. Right. I said,
you know,
or.
You know what I generally do? Because sometimes my shits are powerful. And. You know what I do? If I'm in a hotel or somewhere else, you know, in that, in like that,
close
what
quarters.
I'll do, no, at close quarters like that, mm-hmm. I'll go somewhere else and dump. If I have to dump, I won't dump in the room because I'll be, you know, I'll be courteous to the person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll go dump in the room because my shits are powerful and they linger.
Mm-hmm. So, see? You
know. Okay, well, that's
that's the same thing as caring when people mm-hmm. have spray or poopery or whatever. Right. You care that you're like, hey, I know it's going to be like a lot. So I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go to the restaurant and poop. Right. Or to the lobby and poop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or to the gas station and poop. Yeah. Whatever. It don't matter.
I can't with you.
Yeah. Because sometimes you just got to do that because, you know, you don't want to do that. But, well, I mean, do women shit on vacation? Because, I mean,
yeah.
Do y'all?
Well, while you sleep.
Some of my friends. Yeah, like, I have,
exactly.
What happened? Oh, yeah, while you sleep.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
it's because I'm
some, women, like when they travel, sometimes it hinders them, you know, and sometimes they can't go.
Oh, okay.
But mm-hmm. yeah, you know what I mean. But that doesn't happen to me.
Okay, because do you shit on vacation or?
I have a couple of girlfriends that they can't.
They can't shit on vacation. Mm-mm.
But even if you're not with like a boo mm-hmm. or whatever, like. Sometimes when you travel, it's like things in your body change mm-hmm. and you're mm-hmm. you're like, oh, gosh, I'm not regular.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel right. Yeah. So it's not that you don't want to do it.
Right. Sometimes
you just can't.
Physically can't. Yeah.
Right. You just can't.
Yeah. That happens. I don't
know. It does happen.
Yeah.
He said,
I'm just saying, I've just never seen it. It's like, are you going to the bathroom? I mean.
What do they say when you ask?
Oh, I just don't have to. They always say they don't have to go. And I said, how can you not go? Because if I don't go to the restroom at least, I'm going to say three times a day.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling well.
That's me either.
But the fact, yeah. But times. Yeah, three times. And so
three times.
So if I.
Thank God for magnesium citrate.
So you have somebody who don't poop at all.
Yeah, that's.
I was like, how do you do that? How do you go a whole day or 2 days without pooping? I just don't understand.
I'm telling you, sometimes your body is just like, it's in shock and it's mm-hmm. like, oh my God, I'm not comfortable. I can't, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you need to like bring something with you, mm-hmm. some milk thistle,
some Dokalax,
something, or drink some. I'm saying, or drink some coffee. But sometimes.
I remember that the other day.
What, some Dokalax?
And milk thistle.
Thistle, yeah.
What's that?
Milk thistle. It kind of helps you. Yeah, yeah, it kind of helps you really? Go.
You can get it like in a tea.
Yep.
Oh, really? If I do that, girl, I'll be sitting in the toilet all day.
Girl, yeah.
I mean,
you don't need any help.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Isn't that the stuff they give to you when you get your colon thing and you just drink that and you just like.
Yeah, but that's only for
that. That shit would shit out of you, shit out of brick. You can come out of liver and stuff come out of you. Is that a kidney? Is that a kidney coming out of you? Push it back in.
You know what? This has nothing to do with dating.
It doesn't.
Okay.
But,
it
does. I mean, but
be courteous when you date. Don't shit in close quarters, I guess. Right? Is that the moral to our story?
No, I don't think so.
Be courteous of others.
Okay.
Yeah, be courteous. Right. Because I think it's like, if you actually do that, you're comfortable, man.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
You like this person.
Right.
Yeah.
You're like passing gas and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know? I mean.
Can you brush your teeth in the bathroom while somebody's taking a shit?
No.
I'm gonna tell you something. Now here's the thing about it.
That's comfort.
I can watch my woman pee. There's something sexy about watching her pee and hearing that pee, which is sexy. But don't ever let me see you take a dump.
I tried to explain that one day.
Don't ever let me see you take a dump.
Is it the face?
It's really? Not trying to be hypocritical, but especially if you're an ass worshiper.
Yeah.
We're grown. We know we all have to take a dump, but I don't need the extra visuals or the sense or nothing because, you know, when I see you, I want to put my face in there and I want to do all that. Right. And I don't need those memories.
That you sitting there until when I was married and my wife came in one day, I was brushing my teeth, washing my face, and she came in there and I was like, what are you doing? Oh, we married. We're going to take a dump. And I said, don't do it. But she said, well, that shit make no difference. So anyway, she sat there and took a dump. And she was one of those hard dumpers. And she was naked. And I was watching her body contort and her feet contort while she was trying to squeeze it out. And I was sitting up there like, oh my God. Oh my God.
That's like Seinfeld.
It was just so, it was such a disturbing image. I could never get it out of my head. And her feet and her toes are all curled up. Like she was, that's almost like she was having a stroke on the toilet. And it just really just turned me off.
So wait, if she had like a something and she wasn't naked, maybe it was like some shorts and a tank or a nightgown and something.
I can't, there's a lot of things I can watch you do. I can watch you vomit. And wipe your mouth and kiss you, girl. That's all right. It happens. That's all right. It happens. I could watch you pee or yourself. And I'm like, girl, it happens. That's all right. It happens. But one thing I cannot do and I can't ever recover from is watching you dump on the toilet.
It what takes if she it goes up. Right into the shower.
No. I can't watch you. It's just like Big B said. That ass. I'm thinking about that. My face in that ass and my picture in that is you dumping. It just no. Don't ever do it.
We still believe that something magical happens.
Yeah.
That.
Like unicorns?
Or yeah. Unicorns like coming out of that ass. We know you all dumb.
We don't ever need to know anything different.
Yeah, that's what I see when I look back in the toilet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unicorns and rainbows.
Yeah, but that's what we think. When we look at our women, we think that you guys are the most wonderful, purest thing ever. Don't let your man see your dump.
Okay.
No matter how much you say he's comfortable with it, no, he's not.
Two bathrooms. Do it. There you go. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate it. Again, if you have some feedback, indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. That is 202-750-1IDS. Yeah. This was a show for you. See, this is what happens when we don't do a show for a long time. Yeah. This is what you get. Hopefully it helped, though.
Absolutely. Well, it's time for us to go. Definitely like to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for sending your questions. Keep sending them in. That's the only way we Please keep do. This show going. You know, we can only share so many of our own life experiences before we've depleted it all. Let us know what's going on in your life. What do you have questions with, about, unsure of, all that good shit. We'll do our best to tackle it. I'm your man, Big B. For Miss Sonia from the Bronx, for Diego, for Queenie, this is IDS. Danny sucks.